While Abby Bryant's songs tell stories of her experiences, her voice is a roadmap of an even deeper history.
I grew up in church music only, you know, all gospel. I'm always going to be rooted in that gospel sound and that soul sound. Growing up here in the South, the twang is kind of there too.
In hindsight, Bryant's path seems preordained, from devout Pentecostal choir singer to soul-exposed vocalist of a contemporary country rock outfit. She's just days away from a milestone gig opening for Lucinda Williams in Black Mountain. But despite releasing her debut album of original songs in 2021 and working on a new batch for 2023, Bryant said she's still figuring out how her music reflects her relationship to faith, if at all.
I say this very lovingly, but I've seen where the church has caused harm, and I've seen where it's been good, and I've seen where it's brought people together and brought a lot of meaning into people's lives, and I'm still reckoning with that.
Bryant grew up in East Charlotte. Her father was an organist and choir director, and she recalls Aretha Franklin and Billy Preston also shaping her musical roots. She studied music therapy at Appalachian State University and grew serious about creating special lullabies for infants in neonatal intensive care units. Secular music crept into her consciousness when she began singing in cover bands in Boone, and when an internship working with infants brought Bryant to Charlotte, her entire band followed her there so they could continue playing. After earning her degree, Bryant turned away from music therapy and committed to pursuing life as a performer.
My parents are really kind people. Ideally, they would have loved for me to carry the torch with church music. So I had to have a lot of resolve in myself. There's kind of no halfway in, halfway out if you really want a career in this. I mean, you just have to sort of dive off the cliff and let the parachute catch you.
In 2017, when her cover band dissolved, Bryant formed a new band around her own music. 2 years later, Downtown Abbey and the Echoes reformed in Asheville.
I had no idea when just casually making, you know, a Downtown Abbey poster for our first bar show, how tired I was going to get of being called Downtown Abbey. So that got really old. I'd be walking down the street and somebody would be like, there's Downtown Abbey. And I was like, oh my God, we should change this soon.
Under her own name, Bryant and her band released the album Not Your Little Girl in 2021. Many of the songs reflect her disappointments in early love.
This next album is going to be grittier, and it's going to have more of a rock feel. I've had some real heartbreak and some real betrayal in relationships and just been through some personal things that are entirely more adult than the challenges I was dealing with when I wrote my first album.
And as she prepares to open for Lucinda Williams, Bryant said she strives to someday write from a similar vulnerability and authenticity.
I want to get there in my own way. I want to be able to really tap into the depths of my soul in that way. Whether it will ever mean my lyrics being that visceral is to be determined.
She said her parents are supportive of her direction and will likely make it out to see her biggest local show yet. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.